会说的。而且我们认为这一点是说只要我们在心里是不会说的。什么样的人你是用的是考试那是谁考试So basically, we did really, and we saw my friends who become part of this conversation about 18 months ago, and we feel amazingly welcome, and thank you for that. It's a real privilege to be part of the church, so we feel so much a part of this church, so thank you for that. So those of you who haven't ever seen me around the world, the most important thing to know about me is that I love bicycles. Usually you can find me on a bicycle. And I got that from my mum. She has a reputation in Tanzania in Scotland with the old women who cycle very fast on bicycles everywhere. In fact, the race to race is true, she cycles about 8 miles in stroke. So that's why I cycle on bicycles. I'd like to ask some of the brainiest people in the congregation to have a reception to. And I reckon probably a good place to start would be people who are fairly young. And I wonder if anybody here has heard anything really important recently. What have you heard any important news recently? Anybody heard any important news? Okay, well, I'll come back to younger people in a minute. Has anybody already in the conversation heard any important news recently? Talks between North and South Korea. That's the most intelligent thing to hear, isn't it? Anybody else heard any important news recently? to Jesus himself, that Jesus came into the world to restore us to some human being so that we can see and feel what God is like. What did Jesus have to say in our reading this morning? He said a simple thing, but it's a very important one. He said, turn away from your sins and believe the good news. Turn away from your sins and believe the good news. Can anybody tell me what turn away from your sins means? Anybody know? Adults, children, anybody who loves you? What does turn away from your sins mean? You can? Okay. Yeah, that is very cool. And we find it means to, it sometimes we think it means to stop doing the bad things that we do, and it does mean that. But it also means to change the heart, it means changing our attitude to God, it means putting God inside instead of us. So, Jesus of the time, turn away from your sin, and believe the good news. So, when you can tell me what the good news is, that's a hard one. And we want to say, and we want to say a little bit about the good news. What should we not leave out of the good news? Why are you like that? Okay. We'll be forgiven. That is a wonderful part of the good news. Thank you. Anything else that you want to say? What is coming to you with us all the time? That is indeed wonderful news. So, we're going to say something with the good news. And put together and understand it. So, God loves each of us deeply. He wants to be in a relationship with us now and always. But we all sin. We live as if God does not matter. We do what we want, not what God wants. When we do that, we cut ourselves off from God. So, God has reached out to us in love. He sent his own son to live with one of us and to die instead of us on the cross. Let us turn back to God and away from sin. Let us be sorry for the bad things that we have done. Let us trust in Jesus and his death for us. That mends our relationship with God completely. Every day he is with us, and nothing can ever cut us off from his love. That really is the truth. This is not something important to remember, but it's worth practicing too. I want to say, are any of the young people here drivers, guides, leaders, scouts? Does anybody have to learn a promise? Does anyone have to say the promise? Really? Does anyone have to say the promise? No? Anyone have to say the promise? If you work for a company, companies often have a missionary of working on values. If you go to school, and schools often have mottos, the purpose of schools then is that it wants to inspire every child to love learning and to aspire to do their best. That's an inspiring motto, isn't it? That's it. And we were all good to remember. It's even more important to be able to say the good news and to remember the good news. And I'd like us to practice sharing that together. Could you please take your order service, if you have one? So, let me stand by the order service. And you'll see that as we go down and take the good news of Jesus. And what I'd like us to do is just all stand. Do you remember standing, please? And I'd like to begin by this part of the church. And we're going to say, could you say that part of the church, please? This half of the church, could you say that half of the church, please? And I'd like this half of the church to tell the good news to that half of the church. Just a moment, please. And then once you've heard, and still this side, if you've heard the good news, I'd invite you to respond by saying the confession. same trail to go in the strength of the business. So we're going to begin this happened before. So these things tell us on this side, we need to do the business that the business is. And then on this side of the church, I'd invite us to respond by experience to confession. And then we'll drop down. This happened before, first we need to do the business. So could we on this side choose to tell the business to us on this side? Here's it. And among the girls, our Lord and Father, we have sinned against heaven and against you. We are not worthy to be called your children. We turn again to you. Have mercy on us. Bring us back to your flesh, a faith we were once dead, but now have life through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now on this side, let's hear the good news with the other side. He wants to be in a relationship with us now and always. But we all sin. We live as if God does not matter. We do what we want and not what God wants. When we do that, we cut ourselves off from God. So God has reached out to us in love. He sent his own son to live as one of us and die instead of us on the cross. Let us turn back to God and away from sin. Let us say sorry for the bad things we have done. Let us trust in Jesus and his grace for us. That means our relationship with God completely. Every day he is with us, and nothing can ever cut us off from his love. Let's go through together the absolution, receiving God's forgiveness. Let's go together. And now to God, who forgives all who truly turn to him, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us with all goodness, and keep us in life to come, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This is Amazon. Perhaps you've heard of this many times before, but you've never responded to God's love and invited him into your life with more control. Now would be a great time. Don't miss out on the best gift of all. If you're not sure what it means to return and believe the good news, please come and talk to Simon or Reggie or me afterwards. I'll be talking at the back. You'll be talking around them too. Yeah. Perhaps you'd like to take one of these booklets as well. Two ways to live. Take it away and have a look at it. And it explains just a bit more to take that step into our lives. Perhaps you've heard this before and had a step of steps into your life many years ago. As we start the new year, I'd like to encourage us all to commit ourselves to bringing the good news of Christ to our friends and family and neighbors and colleagues. That means spending time with them. It means knowing what matters to them. It means caring for them. It means sharing the good news of saving us is not the same as faith. And as long as you're ready to speak to them, speak about Jesus, thoughtfully, gently, carefully, lovingly, at the right time. Let's come to the prayer together. Let's pray. Dear our Father, thank you that you love each of us more than we can ever know. We pray that we often live our own ways rather than your way. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to live as one of us and die instead of us on the cross. Please help us to turn to you, live the way you want us to live, and share the good news of Jesus through what we do and say. Amen.